Hello and welcome to Good Morning Thailand. I'm Jay.
I'm Alex.
And we're going to be talking about some of the headlines from across the country today, starting with the Thai baht.
Ooh.
Because it has been surging.
Mm.
That's right, Alex.
The
baht.
Good news for us. Yeah,
the baht on Monday surged against a significant fall in the US dollar, mainly due to the sudden collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. And the market's expectation that the US Federal Reserve would slow down its policy rate hikes. Excuse me, sorry, as I mute myself. On Monday, the baht opened at 34.65 per dollar after closing at 35.02 last week. But due to the fallout from SVB's collapse, the market predicts that the FED, or Fed, will increase its policy rate by lower than 50 basis points this month.
Mm-hmm.
And the terminal rate is expected to be no higher than 5.50% around the middle of the year. And for those of you who don't know what's going on, like me, can you make some sense of this,
yeah,
Alex?
Yeah, I'll do my best. The Silicon Valley Bank was a venture capital bank that was basically investing in Silicon Valley tech industry stuff. So this is very different than the collapse that happened in Wall Street, say in 2008, about 15 years ago, because it was just normal, standard, risky investments, and it led to a bank run, which is where everybody goes to try to take the bank out at the same time. The problem is, banks don't have all your money, right? They basically only hold 10% of your money at any given time, and that's what's led to this collapse. What everybody was waiting for over the weekend was whether or not the government would bail out this bank like they did with many of the banks in 2008.
And they said,
no! Finally, Biden announced, hey, it's risk, right? This is capitalism. These investors took risk. It failed. You can't privatize the profits and socialize the losses. So that's what Biden signaled, and now it's just going to fail. So we'll see what the ramifications are. We got to wait for the markets.
So yeah.
Good luck, everybody.
Good luck, everybody, indeed. However, the baht has surged.
Yay.
So
it's working well over here, I guess.
Yeah, for now. And yeah, that was that.
Mm-hmm.
I needed your help. Thank you very
got
much.
Got you. Yeah, I'm here.
Well, let's move on to a more Thai-style story.
Mm-hmm.
This one is actually regarding a Thai man who's accused his wife of hiding 12 million baht.
Oof.
Which was a prize he won in a lottery. Everyone's winning the lottery.
Yeah, except me. So let's get into this one. So a Thai man sought help from a well-known lawyer to file a lawsuit against his wife after he accused her of hiding a 12 million baht lottery prize from him. The woman insists she broke up with her husband several years before she scooped the windfall and remarried. He claims he had no idea about the breakup. So this 47-year-old jilted man, Naren, revealed that his wife, 43-year-old Chow Yuan, 20 years ago, they married 20 years ago, and they have three daughters together. And not only that, they also have 2 million baht of debt together. Okay. So he's been working in South Korea and transferring back what he claims to be 27,000 to 30,000 baht per month, and revealed that he found out about this $12 million baht lottery ticket, but was not given any of the winnings. So he was shocked and disappointed, didn't know what to do. But the wife has pushed back and said, hey, I didn't hide it from you. Like, you found out, didn't you? Also, you broke up with me. She said, you broke up with me via phone several years ago. Neighbors know about it. And also, you never sent me 30,000 baht per month. At most, you sent me 3,000 baht per month. So it's a bit of a he said, she said. It's being investigated presently by the relevant authorities.
Yeah.
But I think it's a very human story we can all relate to, right? Oh, have you ever been fighting with your partner
for 12 million baht?
Like,
not lately.
Well, not over 12 million. That'd be bigger issues, I guess. But what do you guys think? Would you hide this and be like, no, can't let her know about it?
Money can make people do anything. I mean, people will kill over 1 million. Forget about 12 million. Yeah, it's a fish-eating fish world, I'm telling you.
And, is that the phrase?
So basically this lady is saying that we broke up a long time ago, and I know I won this 12 million. Mm-hmm. Did she win it or he won it?
She won it.
She won it.
While he was living abroad, apparently.
Okay.
But
and
they have children together, though, so.
But they're not married, obviously. His girlfriend.
That was the funny thing. So he claimed that they were married, but then he acknowledged that there was no marriage certificate. So
So legally he has no claim. and if they're living apart, and she's like, yeah, take the $12 million so I don't have to deal with your shit. I don't blame her. At the end of the day, it's her winnings, yeah? And people show their true nature when money gets involved, really. So if she did get the money and she's like, yeah, I've got it good now, I don't have to deal with you.
Yeah, enjoy
hopefully,
South Korea.
Hopefully, yeah, hopefully she takes care of the kids.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Like,
it's, it's a domestic issue, isn't it?
Indeed. It's just one of those human interest stories that's kind of fascinating to pay attention to.
Hey.
Well, on to the next one then, shall we?
On to the next one. We're going to be talking about vocational education to aid Phuket labor shortage. Now, I've been going on about this for months. As tourism comes back, as the tourists come back, there's a huge demand for hotels and hotel stays. However, there's also a huge demand for staff, especially skilled labor, which there seems to be a shortage of.
Yeah, that seems to be a big problem. And what was interesting to me was the numbers coming out of this story. So let's just talk about it. So yeah, Phuket tourism has completed a full turnaround from the COVID-19 pandemic days of no customers to having way too many and not enough, like you said, skilled labor to supply their needs. So this has led to an agreement that's been signed between the Office of Vocational Education Commission, which we're going to call OVEC from now on, so I don't have to say that a bunch of times, and representatives of the business sector. And it's seeking to place about 30,000 skilled workers into desperately needed positions for the tourism that's going on in Phuket. Now, hotel occupancy has increased from 40% in mid-2022 to about 70% by the end of the year. And now, compared to pre-pandemic numbers, we had 86% occupancy rate before everything went down. Now we're above 88% at the beginning of this year. So we're actually achieving higher numbers now. Mm-hmm. That's what surprised me about this story, is that according to these statistics, we're surpassing what was going on before all of the past several years traumatized us all. So this a question I was going to ask is, like, how do we provide, like, they're clearly in need of skilled labor. They've made this agreement with vocational schools. I don't know if that's going to fill the gap, though. So what other ways can Thailand try to address this problem? What do you think?
Provide incentives? I don't know.
Like, it's too early for these questions, man.
I mean, how do you get them back? It's also the stability, right? So a lot of the people, the reason for the shortage is because they were messing around. What else? What other word do I use, in the sense that so many tourists, so many expats, so many foreigners were frustrated because they're like, can I come in? Can I not go in? Where can I go? Where can I not go? This is a green zone. This is an orange zone. How do you think locals felt? Locals who had to leave places like Phuket and go back to the province and start again, farming or whatever it is, selling coffee, selling juice.
Knocked down the totem pole somehow.
And they were like, places like Phuket and all these places that had had a need for these places, they were like, yeah, we're just going to shut down our hotels. Yeah, a lot of people slugged through it. So I respect the hotels that were still open. A lot of people slugged through it. They had huge losses, but they kept most of their
staff
as much as they could. Not most, but as much as they could. So they're like, let me just shut down for like 8 months to a year. And then when tourism picks back up, I'll call all these people back. And these people are like, no.
I have new life.
Yeah, I have a new life here.
Everything,
it's more affordable down here in my province. Mm-hmm. I don't want to come to your province because I'm going to have to come back and start again.
Right. And yeah, that's a lot to build up. So I understand that side of things.
Partly it's deserved. But another part of it is, it's not like the hotels did it on purpose. So in every angle, there's a way where you can understand the situation. It's not a simple yes or no.
100%. That's why we're talking about it, right? We need to figure this problem out.
So what should they do? Apart from offering, some crazy service charge and making it worth it for them to leave everything that they've been building. Yeah. A lot of people have been building their own businesses, whether it be small or big. Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm a self-made man. I can wake up when I want and, I can make ends meet. Mm-hmm. Would I rather do that and live a happy life or slum it out, in Phuket? Because these guys are leaving their homes and, staying in small places and,
My thought is maybe here's where we can get some foreign talent. right? Maybe here's where we can get some young...
Foreign talent is a lot more expensive. They need work permits.
That's true,
so,
too.
So think about it. Yeah. Right? All these Russians and Chinese people that are going to Phuket or coming to Thailand and want to make a life here, yeah, they work hard.
Mm-hmm.
They work extremely hard. Hopefully can speak English. Most Russians who tend to come here do not at first. But if they can speak English and they're presentable and they can do the job. But again, for a business, they have to make sure that it's positions, right? Front of staff, front
almost
office
all
staff.
Tourism is reliant on that now.
Even tour guides or whatnot. Mm-hmm. So, it's a good opportunity at least.
Sign up.
But I'm sure the viewers will have your opinions. Viewers, let us know what you think. Leave your comments after the live chat video. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of the live chat viewers, they disappear after the live video. We know we know you're here only for the live video. We respect and love the fact that you join us every day. But you know what? At the end of the video, leave a comment in the comment section below regarding any of the topics. Mm-hmm. We read every comment.
Yeah.
And we'd love to know what you think.
Yeah. No, I went back and watched one of our videos a few days ago, and I didn't even realize we had all live chat with stuff going on in there. So, yeah, I missed a lot of your comments a lot of the time. So,
yeah,
please. Thank you.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break. Once we come back from the break, we've got foreigners missing in kayaks and Tiger Air. Mm. We've started a new airline.
Fun.
Find out more after the break.
Ready and join the fun at Carnival Magic, the world's first Thai carnival theme park. Don't miss the opportunity to experience the enchantment of the magical wonders at the one, the only Carnival Magic Phuket.
Welcome back. You're watching Good Morning Thailand, and this show is brought to you by Carnival Magic, one of the newest attractions in Kamala Phuket. You won't be disappointed. Go with your family, all right? Anytime you think that you can't do something with your family, think of Carnival Magic.
Go with a stranger. Why not? Just go.
Vet them before.
Yeah, maybe. Do your research, but then
some not-so-great stories are coming out regarding Tinder. I'd also like to take this moment to thank Marcus and Robert. Thank you very much, good sirs, for rejoining our Tiger membership program. We appreciate the support very, very much.
Welcome back.
All right, here's a story. This is more of an update. It's not that long, but this is regarding foreigners and kayaks, because two foreign kayakers have been rescued from the Phuket Sea after they disappeared or went missing.
Hmm.
And this it happens more often than you think, because the search for two missing foreign tourists who disappeared after renting kayaks from a hotel on Coconut Island in Phuket, which is in the south of Thailand, on Friday, has been called off. It turns out they were rescued by a captain of a yacht. Yeah. So long story short, there was a whole search party scouring the sea for 2 days, and they found no signs of the foreign tourist or their kayaks. However, then the police were contacted by a captain of a yacht who basically informed the police that he saw two heads of two people poking out of the water near two floating kayaks near Karangyay Island on Friday evening. He said the kayaks were full of water, making them unusable, so the tourists... were forced out of them and were floating at sea. He said he suspects the cause to be a drainage issue. And he then pulled the tourist and the kayaks up onto his yacht and headed back to the shore, docking at the Royal Marina Pier. So good on this yacht captain.
Yeah, right place, right time, man.
Luckily finding and rescuing these two kayakers. But guys, do be careful. There was also another story regarding... two kayakers who were lost in sea. One of them, unfortunately, didn't make it. Do be careful. Even if you are experienced, let people know that you're going kayaking in the sea and
Just terrifying to me. Like being stuck at sea for days and then surviving. What a fantastic ending to the story. Yeah. But what a nightmare. I'm not sure I'd go into the ocean for a long time after that.
Me neither, man. I'm afraid of the ocean. Not in the way that I'm cool with the ocean, but it's like if you were trapped there alone, I can't imagine anything worse.
I saw Jaws. I know what's under there, okay? No thanks.
So be careful next time you kayak anywhere in Thailand. And our last story today, ladies and gentlemen, is regarding Tiger Air. That's right. We've gone big. We've got our own airline now. It's granted, it's a budget airline, but we've got to start somewhere. You can now fly Tiger Air, because it's launching direct flights between Taiwan and Phuket, south of Thailand, in May.
Great name, right? Thai. It's got the Thai in there. Thailand, Taiwan.
Well, tiger, as in T-I-G-E-R.
Yeah, and T-I.
Yeah.
They're all spelled differently.
Tiger Air, a subsidiary of Tiger, the media channel. No. I wish. Sorry, that was just a bad joke. But anyways, I wanted to pick up the story just because it was Tiger Air. Mm. Tiger Air, a subsidiary of China Airlines, will be the only airline currently servicing the Taipei-Phuket route directly twice per week.
Oh.
So Phuket will become the airline's second destination in Thailand, and Tiger Air currently serves direct flights between Tao Yuan and Don Mueang Airport in Bangkok. So flights will depart from Tao Yuan International Airport, which is TPE, it's a Taiwanese airport, on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 12:20 p.m. So great time to for people from Taipei to visit Phuket directly and people from Phuket to go to Taipei directly.
Yeah, like I'm surprised this wasn't already set up. Like, I thought
I guess it the Eva Air was flying to Bangkok. That's their, I think, national carrier. But Tiger Air, a more budget. Tiger Air is like the AirAsia of Taipei, I'm guessing.
Yeah, but to like Phuket, it was like, what? I thought there'd be more flights going to Phuket than into Bangkok, but that shows what I know.
Have you seen the plane? Extremely beautiful plane. They've got stripes on the wings.
Oh, yeah, no.
On the wing tip, sorry.
Oh, man. Well, we found our new sponsor. Boom.
We did, yeah. So Tiger Air, if you're watching, hey, think about it.
It's good synergy.
I'm your boy from Phuket. You've got direct flights to Phuket.
Mm-hmm.
He represents Bangkok, I guess.
Sure. I'll fly you.
And I think we need to build some momentum and PR control regarding Taiwan, especially because of that whole story about, you know, the Taiwanese actress being stopped at the roadside. And some police tried to extort money from her.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's going to cause
We need to build some PR, and hopefully people from Taipei still come and
continue to come
to Thailand. Mm. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, those are the stories from today. We hope you enjoyed some of them. For the full news stories and more, please visit thetiger.com. As for now, it's goodbye from us, but we'll be live again tomorrow morning. Until then, take care. See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.